cliffcentral.com.
Right, are you with me? Lost Frequencies, cliffcentral.com on a pretty damn decent Wednesday morning. I'm not complaining. Some very interesting things going on in the world, and we've just spoken to the mayor of Johannesburg, who's doing his thing to try and get the city up and running in the best possible way. Ben has a friend he brought in, and it's not just because you're Ben's friend that you're here, because you've got a great idea. Rowan's here, and he's here to tell, hey man, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Good. Let's just talk quickly about Sunshine Cinema, and I'm sorry I have to squeeze you between Harry Nell and Herman Mashaba.
Wow, what a privilege.
But it is a pleasure to see you. So you've come up with this, it's like a one-stop shop. It's like the most sensible way to get people out in rural areas, people all over Africa, people who don't necessarily have access to cinemas, to be able to see documentaries, movies, TV shows, whatever it might be, in a box. Is that right?
Well, it's really just the most simple concept. We want to share media where media is needed. And there are a lot of obstacles for people to be able to gain access to media. And we've just come up with a way that, given our experience in filmmaking, works where we make the films. If you're going to a place like DRC, Kinshasa, making a film about LGBT rights, isn't it more important to make sure the film is seen where it's being made?
Well, this is the funny thing, right? And just let me introduce you properly. Rowan Pibbis is here. He's with Sunshine Cinema. You can find out more by going to your website at sunshinecinema.org, right?
That's it.
Okay, so you're absolutely right. The thing that's frustrated, I think, a lot of great filmmakers and storytellers and people who have interesting things to contribute to culture and to diversity and to opening up the world and making people aware of stuff that they might not be aware of is that they may produce this great material, but it never gets seen by the people who need to see it the most. Gets seen by rich people in cities who can afford the 200 rand movie ticket.
Yeah, there are a lot of layers to this process that have come from experience on the ground. And what we've done is we've packaged it in a mobile solar-powered cinema. What that looks like in its biggest iteration is a 6-kilowatt solar power generator that we travel around with and erect and build. We've put that in all sorts of interesting places and partnered with all sorts of amazing brands and foundations. That allows for us to become a soapbox for a dynamic apex person. What's an apex person? All over where we've made films, there have been people, and we've told their story, that are doing incredible things, but their message is very isolated. So our job is to promote their incredible story in media, but it's also our job to share that that media with their immediate community. So it's a mobile solar powered cinema. And then
how did you get into this? Why did you decide to do this? Did you just see a gap and decide I'm going to fill it? Because that's what a lot of great ideas.
You know, I'm being squeezed between two important people. That's a very 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 long answer.
No, I want to know. Tell me.
The short answer is that There is a real issue with the way media is being made in the online space, and I rejected a big part of it a while ago by not going and just taking the work that the brands were offering me to pay to make a video. I looked for brands that were making a really conscious decision to have public benefit with their marketing campaigns and with their community outreach. So this line between CSI and actual marketing that is publicly beneficial, the lines were very separate at first. It was like you had to go to the CSI, and you still do. You still have to go to the CSI manager. But really what we've proven through brands like Red Bull and their Amapico Social Entrepreneur Academy is that the lines are blurring. It's beneficial to big blue chip brands to market themselves ethically. And that's where we turned the corner and said, we're going to make films that are ethically minded, that have the people at inside the film's best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to come up with a grassroots distribution campaign that works. What that looks like, let me put you in the room. If it all comes together on a perfect day where my partner and wife, Sadel Willis-Smith's research comes together, we find an apex person, we hand over a solar-powered cinema to them in their neighborhood and let the media that we've made about them or other amazing media like Jarel Matabula from Tembisa, who runs Indigenous Dance Academy, and his whole network is about uplifting young dancers and giving them an education and a great start in life. If we make a film about them and bring it back to their neighborhood, Eskom powers out, we've got solar power, they're in their room handling their own screening. The best part, the magic, You know the magic of cinema, that goose flesh moment where your mind goes, I get it. I need to do something more with my life.
This is so interesting. Ben showed me a documentary the other day about these supercars, hypercars. Right. And there was a guy called, Koenigsegg?
Koenigsegg.
Charles von Koenigsegg. This guy watched a movie when he was a kid about this dude who'd built a bicycle.
A basic stop motion kind of...
It was the most basic, terrible movie you've ever seen in your life.
An old Norwegian classic.
Right. Because he saw that, he made the decision he wanted to build a Koenigsegg car one day.
Right.
And to me, if your movie, if your documentary, if your short film or your TV show, whatever it might be, can inspire one kid to become that next person.
You got it.
You've won.
You got it. That's it. And we've seen it time and time again. So another example, I mean, with Jarell and Neo from IDA, we're family. We are so in love with what they do that the whole marketing aspect just becomes what it meant to be. It's meant to be genuine. Mm. It's meant to spread the message. So we've seen it with Andrew Feinstein and his film Shadow World.
Yes.
Make all sorts of assumptions about where will that film find an audience in South Africa. You'd be wrong. People are ready to hear these stories. They're ready to publicly discuss it. And the magic of Sunshine Cinema is, yes, it's the media. Yes, there's the overt gimmick of solo. It's not a gimmick. But everybody needs to be on solo. That's just a given. What I'm talking about is that at some point, somebody puts up their hands and asks a question because they have a burning desire. Choice occurs. Hope is born and people find direction.
Rowan, you're very focused on the side where you're doing good here, which I like. Which means that there is an element of altruism going on here, which I love.
Yes.
But it's also great business.
Yes, it's profitable.
Let's not mess around.
And the only reason that is because we have great support from brands who are realizing what I said earlier about this association.
One of the big cinema businesses should buy you guys before you become so big and expensive they can't afford you. This is terrific because distribution is a problem.
Yes.
And for poor people, it's inaccessible.
Yes.
The biggest win you've got here is that you've got a means. And what's in the box? There's a solar panel and battery.
Right. So let me just introduce. There's the cinema, which we drive around in a big car with a big generator.
Yeah.
But then we thought about the fact that the individual out there needs something as well. So that person that we identify with, we call them a Sunbox ambassador, and we hand them with outside funding. One of them was the Awesome Foundation in the US. And what they did is they gave us a grant. And
They
called the Awesome Foundation. They gave us a grant and allowed us to purchase a Sunbox, sell our Sunbox, the idea to them, which then got into the hands of Buchle Sotelle, a young upstart entrepreneur from Khayelitsha who runs a bin cleaning business at 20 years old.
Wow.
He's an apex person. He's incredible. And yet, he wants to share the magic of cinema more than anything in the world. Handing him a Sunbox and watching what he did with it for the first month, unbelievable.
So what is the Sunbox?
It's the same thing. Imagine a big solar-powered event, but in a box. It has a solar generator capable of powering your phone and all sorts of other devices. It has an AC adapter, so you can pretty much plug your laptop in if you had one. It has the content.
Mm-hmm.
Curated by us from our partners like the Africa Cinema Unit at UCT, Red Bull Media House have given us access to the 6-part TV series I made called +27 Social Innovators of South Africa. Check that out. Amazing 6-part, 26-minute series. It's all loaded on the box with a Bluetooth speaker and a battery-powered microprojector, and you can go and do a screening in a matter of minutes.
How many people could watch this?
You know, the power of these microprojectors is unbelievable today. So if you put that in a dark room, a pitch dark room like a school hall at night, I can tell you, you can do 100 people easy on a tiny little box, which is all you need. You need a classroom. We've got a problem where art education in South Africa has fallen away due to budget constraints. So what we believe is if we can put the content on there that supplements that education system, lets we did these amazing tours. We've been to hundreds of schools around South Africa. There's always one teacher that's getting it right despite a hard circumstance. Mm-hmm. You hand that teacher a Sunbox, watch what happens.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, so the cinemas, that's where you drive around with the big setup.
Yeah.
These Sunboxes, those you can hand out to your ambassadors and they can use them in various communities to show the stuff. How many of them have you put out there?
Our goal this year is to have 100 Zunboxes commissioned and distributed with the proper follow-ups and the proper monitoring to understand how many screenings they're doing and who they're screening to. We're not prescriptive in terms of what you show. We do encourage the fact that you don't charge for
this. This is terrific.
But if you can get 100 out there, we're looking for, here's our shortfall. Right now, we've got really great brand interest from all sorts of partners. We've got UNAIDS as a client. We've got the Open Society Public Health Program from America. They're great. We've got a lot of interest. What we want now is we need someone to get the idea of financial literacy. We need our campaign with the Zunbox is going to focus around saving. So we're going to load that Zunbox with content curated to help people understand how to save so that we've got money for our retirements. And what we want to do is we want to find a bank that's interested in ordering 100 Zunboxes preloaded with all the right information to help you in your retirement. And we want to get those out there as well as all the fun stuff that's already on the content.
You know? Sure.
That's what our goal is.
This is great. What kind of uptake have you got from people in, you know, places across this continent who don't have cinemas?
It's incredible.
They love it.
This is what's next. We are going from Cape Town to Nairobi. Wow. We've got a commission in Kenya with the Global Goals and Africa Creates. And what they would like to do is showcase the Global Goals in 8 screenings around Nairobi. So we're going to drive up in the, we call it the Sun Bus.
Yeah.
And we're going to make films for the International AIDS Society as we go around youth champions who are living in, with HIV. They've written these powerful letters. Then we get to Kenya. We do an 8 event screening around Kenya. And then from there, we drive slowly back and do follow-ups with our youth champions. And we're looking for people who want us to screen. So if you want us to do a screening at your community project in Tanzania or Malawi or Zimbabwe or Zambia, we're happy to do it. Get in touch with us on our website.
Well, there we go. In short, because this is really just, there's probably many more layers to the whole discussion. But Sunshine Cinema, if you want to find out more, go to sunshinecinema.org. Rowan Pibus, thank you so much for coming to see us.
I would be remiss if I didn't correct you. My father called me Rowan Pibus.
Pibus, I apologize.
Thanks, Jesus. Garrett. Thanks Sorry. For having me, brother.
Pibus, Pibus. P-Y-B-U-S is what you need to know.
The Sunbus, Pibus, it's all happening.
Pibus. All right. Let's go with that. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Garrett. Thanks.
And well
Thanks
done
to
on
Ben.
This.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. This is terrific. I'm expecting you to get a call somewhere in the next couple of years. Hopefully not too long from now, where someone will say to you, listen, we want to offer you like hundreds of millions of rands for this.
We'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah, it would be nice, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Gareth.
And you can do so much more with that. And keep up the good work on the creative side, too.
Thank you.
With the stuff you've already made.
Well, we've got these wonderful, wonderful films, and we would really love people to understand that their message is not marketing. It's social, and it's good to know, and it's important information relating to a wide variety of cool topics. As you know, you've made an industry about discussions, and we love to discuss films, and we love to discuss issues as well, but in community.
All right. Thanks, man.
Cheers, guys.
Cool. Harry Nell coming up next.
Thanks. I won't just survive. CliffCentral.com.